Peanut acreage last year, according to the USDA, increased about 3% overall. The major increase was in Texas, but USDA has lowered the estimate nationwide now to only 3,675 pounds per acre average. That's the lowest it's been in several years. They had earlier predicted that the nation would make about 4,000 pounds per acre, but we had terrible drought in Georgia, Florida, Alabama, and also South Carolina. This has also dropped down the amount of peanuts that are available for our markets, and they say exports may go down this year after a record year last year. They're saying exports could drop about 13.5% overall. But the main thing that is influencing the market is the carry forward. Last year, the USDA reported an error in the reporting and had about 1.5 million tons of peanuts too many. That influenced the market for a while, but then they made a correction, and now that is down to 839,000 tons. That's going to tighten the supply and will push the price higher. It appears now that there will be about a 10% increase in acreage, and we'll not know that acreage until a little bit later in the season. Matter of fact, the acreage estimate from USDA will come out on March the 30th. But the peanut crop now is 2,842,500 tons. That is down from 3.1 million tons that was estimated earlier. We planted 1,547,000 acres and going to average a lower amount this year, 3,675 pounds per acre. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.